Sleepwalking, fact or fancy? There is an endless supply of stories about sleepwalkers. Persons have been said to climb on roofs, solve mathematical problems, compose music, walk through windows, and commit murder in their sleep. In Revere, Massachusetts, 100 policemen searched for a lost boy who left his home in his sleep and woke up 5 hours later on a strange sofa in a strange living room with no idea how he had got there. At the University of Iowa, a student was reported to have the habit of getting up in the middle of the night and walking 3/4 of a mile to the Iowa River. He would take a swim and then go back to his room to bed. An expert on sleep in America claims that he has never seen a sleepwalker. He is said to know more about sleep than any other living man, and during the last 35 years has lost a lot of sleep watching people sleep. Says he, "Of course, I know that there are sleepwalkers because I have read about them in the newspapers, but none of my sleepers ever walked, and if I were to advertise for sleepwalkers for an experiment, I doubt that I'd get many takers." Sleepwalking, nevertheless, is a scientific reality. It is one of those strange phenomena that sometimes border on the fantastic. What is certain about sleepwalking is that it is a symptom of emotional disturbance, and that the only way to cure it is to remove the worries and anxieties that cause it. Doctors say that sleepwalking is much more common than is generally supposed. Many sleepwalkers do not seek help, and so are never put on record, which means that an accurate count can never be made. The question is the sleepwalker actually awake or asleep? Scientists have decided that he is about half and half. Dr. Zelda Teplitz, who made a 10-year study of the subject, says, "The sleepwalker is awake in the muscular area, partially asleep in the sensory area." In other words, a person can walk in his sleep, move around, and do other things, but he does not think about what he is doing. What are the chances of a sleepwalker committing a murder or doing something else extraordinary in his sleep? Dr. Teplitz says, "Most people have such great inhibitions against murder or violence that they would awaken if someone didn't wake them up." In general, authorities on sleepwalking agree with her. They think that people will not do anything in their sleep that is against their own moral standard. As for the publicized cases, Dr. Teplitz points out, "Sleepwalking itself is dramatic. Sleepwalkers can always find an audience. I think that some of their tall tales get exaggerated in the telling." In her own records of case histories, there is not one sleepwalker who ever got beyond his own front door. To protect themselves, some sleepwalkers have been known to tie themselves in bed, lock their doors, hide the keys, bolt the window, and take all sorts of measures to wake themselves if they should get out of bed. Curiously enough, they have an unusual way of avoiding their own traps when they sleepwalk, so none of their tricks seem to work very well. Some sleepwalkers talk in their sleep loudly enough to wake someone else in the family, who can then shake them back to their senses. Children who walk in their sleep usually outgrow the habit. In many adults, too, the condition is more or less temporary. If it happens often, however, the sleepwalker should seek help. Although sleepwalking itself is nothing to become alarmed about, the problems that cause the sleepwalking may be very serious.